This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie, in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
And playing this morning, Janie from Elk Grove. Good morning, Janie.
Good morning.
And big news for Janie, it's her birthday today. All right, Janie, you are in administration at School Innovation. Is that right? Kevin, is that right? Did you type? You spelled a couple words wrong, too, by the way.
What do you do, Janie?
Right. That sounds right. Sorry to hear you. Sorry. No, I'm well. Yeah, that's in it. Administration at School Innovation. It's fun. It's real
Got
fun.
It. Administration. That sounds like you were intentionally trying to screw Kevin up. And can we start doing that?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Can our listeners start saying that your job is something so impossible for Kevin to type out?
Right.
It doesn't have to be your real job.
Right. No. We'll get to your real job if you care. But just give him big words.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I will.
All right, Janie, do us a favor. Kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Katie, please leave.
You got it.
Janie, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. The jackpot is $180. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. What's wrong?
I'm thinking about, like, somebody tomorrow call up and tell Kevin you're the chancellor at the Proclamation Institute. And I want to see how he spells it.
That'd be great. All right, Janie, are you ready?
I am.
Gavin, are you ready?
Always.
Question one. A 65-year-old man in eastern China was rushed to the hospital after his karaoke session was so intense, his left lung collapsed. He had sang 10 songs in a row with many high notes. Finish the lyrics to this famous karaoke song. If you see a faded sign by the side of the road that says 15 miles to the blank.
3 seconds.
To the left. I don't know.
Question two. On this day in 1961, East German soldiers began laying barbed wire and bricks as a barrier between Soviet-controlled East Berlin and democratic West Berlin, creating the Berlin Wall. What year did the Berlin Wall fall? Was it 1988, 1989, or 1990?
1990.
Question three, actor Jack Black and singer Jack White have created a new group called Jack Gray. What is the name of the group Jack Black has been in for years?
The White Stripes.
I want to hear that so badly.
Question four, singer Kid Rock tweeted that Taylor Swift is only a Democrat so she can get into movies. However, fans pointed out that Kid Rock grew up rich and crafted his redneck persona to further his own career. Kid Rock is from Detroit. What is the capital of Michigan?
Oh, my God. I know this, too.
3 seconds. Two. One.
Erie. I don't know.
All right. And question five. A British mom sparked some outrage after it was discovered that she was charging parents $85 to attend her son's go-kart party. even going as far to request that they generously pack a picnic so the birthday boy doesn't have to bring anything.
Oh, boy.
Let's say 12 guests each paid $85. How much was paid total?
$1,020.
Katie! There she is.
All right, Katie, you're going for your 270th win today.
I certainly am.
We're doing it live on our Instagram Live right now. If you want to give us a follow, if you want to watch the behind the scenes at End1065. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. A 65-year-old man in eastern China was rushed to the hospital after his karaoke session was so intense, his left lung collapsed.
Ow.
Finish the lyrics to this famous karaoke song. If you see a faded sign by the side of the road that says 15 miles to the blank.
3 seconds.
I have 15 miles to the nearest gas station. I have absolutely no idea what song that is.
To the 15. Love Shack.
Oh.
Love Shack, baby.
Man, when you say Love Shack lyrics in just like a normal, like, speaking cadence, it is very
weird. Yeah.
You have to say, I got me a Chrysler.
Question two. On this day in 1961, East German soldiers began laying barbed wire and bricks as a barrier between Soviet-controlled East Berlin and democratic West Berlin, creating the Berlin Wall. What year did the Berlin Wall fall? Was it 1988, 1989, or 1990?
1988, 19... What were the numbers? Sorry.
88, 89, or 90?
I'm going to say 89.
Correct.
Wow.
Mr. What Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
There you go.
Right. Very good.
History.
What? Yeah, Reagan was not president when the Berlin Wall came down, but yes.
Oh, he wasn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, then I'm glad I got that right.
Question three. Actor Jack Black and singer Jack White have created a new group called Jack Gray. Oh, what is the name of the group Jack Black has been in for years?
Oh, Jack, Tenacious D.
Correct. Question four. Singer Kid Rock tweeted that Taylor Swift is only a Democrat so she can get into movies. However, fans pointed out that Kid Rock grew up rich and crafted his redneck persona to further his own career.
Who would have thought that that would further a career?
Kid Rock is from Detroit. What is the capital of Michigan?
Lansing.
Correct.
It would when you go after Kid Rock fans.
Yeah.
Question five. A British mom sparked some outrage after it was discovered she was charging parents $85 to attend her son's go-kart birthday party, even going as far to request that they generously pack a picnic so the birthday boy doesn't have to bring anything. Let's say 12 guests each paid $85. How much was paid total?
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
Oh, boy. I got yelled at for talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, well, you're talking again, so it clearly.
Yeah, but you can't hear me this time.
Nine.
He's doing it in another language.
3 seconds.
Six, three, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
One.
Okay, $1,110.
$1,111.
What?
I'm going to, here, you first you said this number, 1,000, what did she say?
$1,111.
And $11, it looks like that.
Right.
And then you said $1,011, which looks like that.
Yeah. Right.
Which one do you want? The one with the zero or the one without the zero?
I think the one without the zero.
Without the zero? Okay, they're both wrong.
Yeah. Oh. $1,020.
Why do you let him just talk every time?
I don't.
It's a radio show.
I understand that.
It's called dead air.
Okay, fine. I'll work through the problems
out
loud.
Sing us a song while you're working the problem out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I can't.
Why?
Do Love Shack.
Got me a Chrysler. And it's about to set sail. Number one song.
Yeah. All right. Today's final score, Janie 1, Katie 3, Katie with the win.
Lordy, lordy.
All right, we'll add $20 to the jackpot. Tomorrow we'll play for $200, her record 270 wins and 52 losses. Janie, I am sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Thank you.
We are not smarter than Katie.
Who's this?
We're smarter than Katie.
You guys are much smarter than me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.